Iran. 12:50 is our time right now. Well, a report out this week says deaths because of opiate overdoses are rising sharply across Canada, and it's because of an increase in prescription drug use. The report says many of the deaths result from the overprescribing of pain medications. Joining me on the phone this afternoon is Amy Graves. She's with the group Get Prescription Drugs Off the Streets. Good afternoon, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Great.
Boy, this seems like you got a little mountain to climb is suddenly a big mountain to climb. This is a nationwide problem.
Oh, definitely. And it has been for a while. Just certain areas of Canada is addressing it in different ways. Some are farther behind, some are farther ahead, and hopefully we can all kind of get on the same page.
Yeah, this report says Canada is the number two user of opiates in the entire world, next only to the United States of America. And the point being, there's a lot of prescription drugs out there in the market. Is it any wonder that some's getting into the wrong hands or some is being abused?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think we have to look at, as a society, why we are in so much more pain or why we need these drugs and other areas of the world that are, you know, not third world countries, but you look at Britain and Australia and other places, why do they have less pain? Why aren't they having these same issues?
Well, why aren't they? Can you answer that question?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the marketing campaigns that industry was very aggressive with in Canada, in the U.S., and certain pharmaceutical companies have been held accountable for misleading doctors and the public on the effectiveness and side effects related to the use of these drugs.
Boy, and looking here, Ontario, opiate overdoses now the third leading cause of accidental death in Ontario. Goes on to say in Toronto alone, in 2012, over 200 people died of overdoses, with similar increases recorded in Quebec and British Columbia. And I know that you've given us some pretty startling statistics about the situation here in Nova Scotia, for example. You've told us about the number of people have died in the past decade. Give us that number again.
In the past 5 years, there's been 437 prescription drug overdoses, and 201 of those were opioids.
437 prescription drug overdoses, and that's just in Nova Scotia alone?
Yes, and this number was given by the medical examiner in December, so it would be from December back 5 years, and that's including all prescription drugs, yeah.
Well, this is, again, I'm not sure that people are aware that this is a real serious situation here.
Oh, definitely. When you break it down kind of into weeks or months, we're looking at between 6 or 7 overdoses a month in the province. I wonder if we have 6 or 7 fatal car accidents. But, you know, those make the front page of the news. There's a lot of stigma surrounding overdose and addiction, and I think that's one of the reasons why we don't hear about it, because families are afraid to come forward for fear of being judged or having bad things said about their loved one.
Well, the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition that issued this report also says that it's likely that the number of deaths is underreported. So you mentioned 437 here in this province in the past 5 years. If what they say is right, that number could be much higher.
Definitely. Those would be people that had toxicologies done. Not every person who passes has a toxicology. There needs to be some reason for it or to investigate further. If you look at older patients in palliative care or have pre-existing conditions which could cause them to pass away, you know, they might... It might not, I don't know, there might be some confusion between was it the opioids or whatever, you know, if someone has a lot of illnesses or other problems. I don't know how easily it is to, that would be something the medical examiner would know. But yeah, I'm sure that toxicologies have been missed on people that may have died from respiratory suppression.
Yeah, this report says, again, deaths. Many of these deaths could be prevented, and many of the deaths resulted, in their words, from the overprescribing of pain medications. And we've talked about this before. To me, it all rests with the physicians, the doctors who are issuing these prescriptions, does it not?
They are definitely the gatekeepers. I do not think that all physicians have intentions of hurting anyone. I think we have to back it up a little further and look at where they're getting their information. For a long time, a lot of the pain management conferences, academic detailing is being funded by pharmaceutical companies who have a stake in making profit. So if they're being taught how to manage pain by the manufacturers of painkillers, you know, they're going to minimize the side effects and enlarge the benefits of these drugs. So I think hopefully doctors are starting to realize that maybe not everything they're telling them is true, and hopefully can look for education and non-biased sources.
You talked about it being underreported, and I'm looking at the same report. Again, this is from the Canadian Drug Policy Coalition. Also recommends something called a Good Samaritan Law. This would basically require or would ensure that those who call police for help in regards to perhaps an overdose or something aren't penalized or implicated for using or possessing these drugs. So what do you think of that idea?
I think it's a good idea. I've heard over and over again from people in the province who's had loved ones die of an opiate overdose that there were people with their loved one the time they passed. And a lot of people have said, oh, they were breathing funny, or, you know, we thought we would just let them sleep it off. And, you know, I have to wonder how much is ignorance and how much is fear of being in trouble or having something happen because of their involvement, if they were using too, or fear of getting in trouble. And I think someone's life is more important than a possession charge.
No question. The report's calling for more education for patients and others, appropriate prescribing guidelines for physicians, and widespread training for those first responders and such. And all good advice. And now let's see if governments act on it.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to seeing how much of this will be put into, how much will be acted upon.
Indeed. Amy, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Amy Graves with the group Get Prescription Drugs Off the Streets. And on that note, thanks for tuning us in on this Thursday. I think we'll do it again tomorrow. Hope you'll join us right here. Same bat time, same bat channel. For my producer, Jennifer Lynn McNeil, I'm Raquel. Have a fine, fine Thursday afternoon. But remember, if you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.